Do you want your videos to appear in Google search results? If so, this is the video for you. Luckily, it's much easier than people make it out to be, and it just requires a few simple steps. So, let's get started.
Tactical test. This is a segment now that we're going to have, which is, okay, great. I listened to this thing. Now, what do I actually do? You can actually do a really cool test, though, which is what I've been doing for the past 2 to 3 years, which is I just Google and YouTube search. Okay, so first, what I do is, it's going to sound a little fluffy, but I literally envision myself as a prospect, right? So I like get in the mind of my prospect. Then I go, what are they going to Google, right? So then I Google what they, I think what they would Google, right? So like podcast for financial advisors, content strategy for law firms, whatever, right? And then I'll find like a few, I'll kind of shortlist like 2, 3, 4 ideas where the video that pops up as that answer is like a year old or 2 years old.
Yeah.
So then I'll take that and I'll make that into a YouTube, so an 8 to 15 minute video, and then multiple shorts. And then in this case, I'll give you an example, type in on Google, how to post shorts on LinkedIn. There's my video, right? On purpose. I did that on purpose, right? I made that happen. Because I Googled how to post shorts on LinkedIn. The video that was there was over a year old. Now my video is above all those older videos. It's the same videos.
Why don't you explain like how that works of like taking like that blueprint of like, because that's a really cool little trick is you're skipping, we're circumventing all of these SEO experts.
Basically circumventing full strategy and just hacking the system. Yeah.
In multiple realms to just look at something that's already worked. You know, why don't you just dive into that a little bit more? Because I think that's like actually a really, really big nugget.
Yeah. So SEO, what this would be is a search engine strategy when you have no search engine strategy and you just want to appear in search results.
Nothing. Yeah. No idea at all. You have like no idea if you're even like displayed on there, right?
Yes.
Just starting from zero.
So an easy one is your own name, right? So start putting your name in your videos and then you'll rank for your own name, right? That's a really easy
one. Yeah, you can see like this with LinkedIn. If you have a bigger LinkedIn profile, it might pop up.
YouTube and Google are one, then Google wants to show YouTube early in the search result. So what you can do is you just create videos with your name, because right now if you Google your own name, like if you're a business owner, normally like your business will come up, but then stuff that you were in, if you're in any publications comes up, if you're in anybody else's YouTube videos, that comes up, right? So what you want to do is be the first one there, right? So you could kind of hack the system that way by just putting your name in YouTube videos and YouTube shorts and things like that. Now for a little bit more practical or a little bit more business-minded way of doing it, what's happening is Google is trying to find the best video to answer a searcher's question.
So
to do that, they use an algorithm that nobody really truly understands. It also changes all the time. But the simple part, though, or the simple piece of this YouTube Google equation is that that's not that complicated. Meaning how to post shorts on LinkedIn, how to do X on Y or how to do X to achieve Y. People are searching that. So you just take that for your industry, right? How to roll a 401k into an IRA. And then you just look. And is the video there old or like not good? It's not that the video that appears in the result is good. It's just the best one YouTube found. So if yours is just a little bit newer or a little bit better, or people watch yours for longer, which is what happened to me, right? There's a reason why my video is number one is just because people watched it longer than the other guy's video. And it might be produced better, but that honestly doesn't really matter. What YouTube and Google are looking for is how many people watch this till the end and that percentage, right? So meaning that's how you can hack the system is you just create a better video, or some cases just a different video or just a better thumbnail. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really, it would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.